Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson says mail-in ballots and votes cast prior to Election Day might bring voter turnout into a double-digits percentage this year. But right now, she says turnout is only about 6% locally. Mail-in ballots can be postmarked by midnight tonight.
As far as the polling locations this morning, you know, where typically people may be going to vote on their way to work, there weren't any lines. And we've heard things throughout the county of there only being up to this point in time 20, 25 people that have voted so far, and those are actually some of the higher numbers.
Swenson says June primaries are typically slow, but participation can be higher depending on the races. In the last two June primaries, turnout was nearly 20%.
If there's a high-profile race, a federal race, or a state race that generates a lot of interest, they're higher. But at this point, you know, with countywide contests for county offices, it just hasn't generated as much interest.
Among the races on the ballot in Salt Lake County, Democrats Jeff Hatch and Christopher Stout are facing off and hoping to challenge incumbent Republican Salt Lake County Auditor Gregory Hawkins. Republicans Jackie Nielsen and George Chapman are battling it out this primary election for the District 2 state Senate seat held by Democrat Jim DeBacchus. And Republican Kevin Jacobs is battling rival Republican Jake Parkinson to keep his place as Salt Lake County Assessor. There are also seven nonpartisan local school board races in Canyons, Jordan, Salt Lake, and Murray school districts. Whitney Evans, KUER News.